Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
It's the holiday season, so whoop-de-whoop, and watch what you eat, because there's tons of treats and lots of food. Okay, I don't know where I'm going with that, but there is a lot of food. There is a lot of going on the holidays. This is Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky, and we have got Dr. PK Newby. She's a nutrition scientist and author with more than 20 years of experience researching diet-related diseases and teaching students about why what we eat matters farm to fork. We love that here in Ashley Savvy, and she's going to share 10 top tips for healthy holiday eating. Dr. PK, welcome.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
It's great to have you on. Yeah, so since we have 10 tips, let's jump right in. Give us the first one.
Yeah, we should. And, I'll leave it to you to move me along, because us professors can be very verbose. So I think what I want to say first, though, before we jump in, is just that, I'm like, I hate those lists that say, do this, don't do that. And sure, there's a couple of mine on, a couple of my tips are of that ilk. But the fact is, I love to eat. And what I do in my life is to help people cook healthfully and to enjoy the holidays. My tips are based on what research has shown helps you kind of keep your body feeling full and yet really enjoying food, because denial is no fun. And I would never want people to deny themselves one of life's most beautiful pleasures, which is food.
Which makes
a lot
of
sense.
All right, so what?
Yes, I will show my
spiel.
Introduction.
Well, this is Andrea. So, all right, so let's jump in. So tell us what would be your first tip.
Okay, and these are my top 10 tips in no particular order. So not no one tip is any better than the other.
Sounds good.
The first thing is that people should remember to monitor their weight. I think for a long time, having a scale and weighing yourself gets a bad rap, because certainly for those who do it obsessively, that's not healthy. But most of us are not like that. The vast majority of us would be do themselves a favor to own a scale and step on it, because you can only know if you're gaining weight or maintaining a healthy weight by knowing those numbers. So monitoring your weight is a really good idea. Research shows that those people who do weigh themselves are, more likely to lose weight and maintain their weight.
Yeah, that is true. Now the second one is know your schedule and plan meals accordingly. I think this is so important, because if you're going to a party and you don't keep to your regular plan because you want to maybe fill up later, or you should be doing the opposite, right? Stick to your plan and then, indulge some, but not overdo it.
Well, for sure. And I think part of it, it's all about energy balance, and that gets to some of our tips later on too. But I think as importantly is, for me, for example, given I know that the holidays are filled with going out to parties, as you just mentioned, we're not all out every night for the most part, I would imagine. So those opportunities when you are at home or when you are bringing your lunch to work or that kind of a thing, that's a really good opportunity to eat even more lightly. So, I'm a big salad person, not because salads are boring, but because they're absolutely delicious if you load them up with veggies, fruits, green proteins, and nuts and that kind of thing. So really maintaining your caloric balance and thinking about if you're going to be eating more at a party, like most of us do, then go light to keep things in perspective.
So I want to talk a little bit about, one of your tips that say drink water. So, obviously drinking water is important for hydration and for even for helping to stave off a hangover. But what do you mean exactly when you say drink water during the holidays?
Oh, I just mean exactly that. But one of the ways I think that you can help to get at what it means more specifically, perhaps, is let's say when you're out. And many people drink alcohol, but let's say you're not even just drinking alcohol. Maybe you're drinking non-alcoholic holiday punch. And the fact is that all comes with lots of calories, and alcohol in particular. So it's a good idea to sort of, switch off, swap water for wine once in a while. And that will help you to reduce your calories and also to maintain your hydration.
Some of the other ones, smaller plates, smaller cups, and smaller portions. Another one is chew slowly and consume mindfully. And this is one of the things that I love to do. If you can expand a little bit on the mindful part.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that chewing, I don't know if you'll remember, but do you remember that age-old advice, sort of like chewing for 20 seconds? And, maybe that sounds like a lot to people, but the fact is, savor, enjoy. The holidays are filled with delicious food, and it's really fantastic if you can just enjoy every bite. And that will also give your body more time to say, hey, stop eating, I'm full. So you'll actually end up eating less if you consume mindfully.
Yeah, that is true. The next one is eat your veggies and fruits. And I'm just going to name a couple of them just for time. Don't forget to exercise. So, of course, you know, I'm actually drinking my veggies right now. I'm a big fan of making green drinks.
You are
and
good,
sometimes
Lisa.
When I'm lazy. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, sometimes when I'm lazy, like right now, I bought a cold pressed organic green drink. But still, you know, cold pressed is kind of big right now. Oh, thank you, Andrea.
I don't think it's lazy. I think it's great. Hey, listen, I'm an advocate of whichever, any way you can get it, it's a great way to get it in. So don't say that. That's
because lazy puts
a negative connotation on it. I buy cold pressed juices every day. So, and I'm not lazy.
Oh, really?
So don't say that. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad you said that.
I think that actually eating whole fruits and veggies is really the best way to go. If you can, and obviously we all need more veggies and fruits in our diet. So I definitely agree that you want to always keep an eye towards that, no matter how you're getting it. And that means fresh, that means frozen, that means canned, as long as there's no sodium, because the fact is most people aren't getting enough. Obviously whole fruits and veggies are best though, because then you are limiting your waste, you're limiting your packaging, you are maximizing your fiber and nutrients and all those wonderful bioactive components that are in whole fruits and vegetables.
I do agree whole foods are important, but I do think there is some validity to cold pressed juices, although that's a whole other discussion and a whole other conversation.
Yeah, it's a big glycemic load, so I'm gonna have to push back on that one. It's a big glycemic load, but yeah, all things work. Maybe another conversation for another day.
Exactly. Definitely. All right, so let's move on. So count your beverages. All right, in terms of counting beverages, are you saying counting the amount of how many glasses of wine you're drinking? Are you talking about, you know, your sweet juices, your sweet sodas? What exactly are you referring to? Or everything,
I guess. That was just really a play on words, you know, because I joke around on my blog. So it's like I'm just throwing that one is right next to that's tip number 7 and it's right next to tip number 8. And it's just a matter of really just being aware of those beverages because they are calorie contributors. So even someone had responded to this blog post, which you can find at pknewby.com, is essentially saying that don't forget, you know, all those glasses of wine, they add up too, especially if you're having them with your dessert. So it's being aware that that actually contributes to caloric intake. And that's what can really help lead to gaining weight during the holidays.
Oh, I love, okay, I'm a little slow today. I just figured it out. I love the play on words. You count them, like, not only how many you have, but you count them as looking at your overall caloric intake. Okay, I like that.
Exactly.
Speaking of caloric intake, beware of buffets. Heck yeah. Those can be, you know, I still remember as a kid, we used to go to a restaurant. It was a buffet called the Royal Fork. That's a funny name, but I used to love to go. And as a kid, I didn't care anything about health. And boy, did I stuff myself silly. So I haven't been to buffet, I don't think, since.
You and everyone else, right? Because I love food. And research has shown the more variety you have, guess what? The more likely you are to eat and indulge because it's there. That's why those mountainous cookie platters are everyone's downplay because everyone kind of falls apart because they want to taste everything. So it's kind of related to one of my tips too, to make things mini. So enjoy those indulgences, those cookies, but make them smaller. And you're not going to be able to avoid buffets, but then try to get some smaller plates and smaller cups and, you know, eat to 80% full. That's a good adage from the Japanese that helps you to maintain your caloric intake. Don't stuff yourself.
Yep, that is very true. All right, well, we have about probably 30 to 40 seconds left. All right, is there anything else that we missed today on your tips, Dr. PK?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, the last tip really is that I say is just employ restraint in a healthy way, but not denial. Denial never works, and it's not fun. And again, I'm a foodie. I grew up working in food, and that's where my love of nutrition comes from, cooking, from enjoying food. Enjoy the holidays. Just keep your eye on your calories, monitor your weight, think about these portions, and have a wonderful time.
Well, thank you very much. All right. Well, thank you for being on our show today. You can learn more about Dr. Newby at pknewby.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at pknewby. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be mindful of what you're eating and drinking this holiday season. Stay well.